This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, welcome to Diversity Dispatch, your local queer and rainbow podcast. Hello, hello. How is everybody?
Kia ora, good evening.
Oh yeah, because it's night that we air now.
Yeah.
That's so strange. My headphones are turned up really loudly. That's better.
Sensory overload. Yay.
It was like your voice in my ear was louder than I think you actually were being at all.
Yeah.
Which was jarring.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be a problem.
Anyway, we forgot to come up with a topic.
Yeah, so I'm just quickly frantically Googling something to see if I can...
You're doing a me.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a topic for discussion. Let's just first, before we get into that, how are you?
Not going to lie, I've been a bit stressed recently.
Oh?
Yeah. I've been coming into a lot of responsibility recently.
Oh?
And...
Oh, are you mother?
I am now mother. No, I took over hosting The Revolution over the weekend.
Yes.
And I had another show just 2 days before that. So I was like kind of stressing over prepping for those. Hosting is hard.
Yeah.
I wasn't like overly like scared or anything on stage. It was just I had no clue like how to fill the silence. And any time it was silent, my brain would just blank and I would be like, words. Luckily, Anne was co-hosting, but I don't know. That makes me nervous for hosting on my own next month with no one to fall back on.
Well, if you want, you can have a practice and rundown with me beforehand.
And do what?
Just do what you're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, like worst case, I literally just say the required information and don't make any jokes on the side. But I would like to be a better host than that.
Write your jokes down.
Yeah, but I can't think of any jokes.
Get someone else to write jokes for you.
Who are you suggesting?
I don't know.
Are you going to write jokes
for me? I mean, I could write some jokes for you. Get Anne to write some jokes for you.
I think Anne has someone else write some of her jokes. Yeah.
I mean, most comedians do. Yeah. They don't come up with everything on their own.
No. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to try and prepare better for this show. But I've also got two other shows. So I'm doing three shows next month.
Oh, good golly gosh.
Or this month, actually, now that it's 1st of October today.
Ooh, it's spooky season.
Yes,
ooh.
It's my favorite. I love spooky season.
What do you love about spooky season?
Oh, I don't know. There's something that's always just been a bit mysterious about it, considering it's such an Americanized holiday, and so we don't really celebrate it. But I used to get so excited as a kid, and one time, I think I was like 7 years old, I begged my mum if we could throw a Halloween party. And we did, and all my little friends and everything dressed up and came over, and we had a Halloween party, and it was really cool.
Ooh, what did you dress as?
Oh, I don't remember. I remember both my brothers were our toilet paper mummies.
Oh, yeah, classic. Yeah.
I'm sure there were some fairy princesses and what have you. Did you ever do, like, a Halloween costume as a kid?
Yeah, I was kind of into it because I was really into, like, just, like, kind of, like, those... spooky kids movies, Halloween themed kids movies like Casper and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, I never watched Halloween Town or that Hocus Pocus one that everyone else raves about.
You haven't seen Hocus Pocus?
I think I might have seen it at one point, but that was only because everyone's like, oh, you have to watch it because it's Hocus Pocus, it's a classic.
It's
a classic for, like, you know,
it's definitely queer culture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I did actually watch it because I wanted to do, I put a spell on you as a performance for one of the Halloween Revolutions. Mm. Yeah.
So you planned to do that number without even having seen the movie?
No, I did see the movie.
And but, like, you had already planned to do the number, I'm guessing.
No, I'd seen the movie and then I was
and
like...
And then decided to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I'm very excited for the Halloween Revolution because I had to pull out of last year's one last minute. So I didn't get to do it.
So are you going to do what you were going to do last year, which I ended up doing at one stage?
Wait, what?
The song that I did.
What?
And then you're like, oh, I'm glad that I didn't do that show.
I don't remember.
Never mind. Okay.
What, What song was it?
Spooky Scary Skeletons.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, that was more of like a funny idea. I don't think I actually could have done that as a number.
Yeah. I mean, I remixed it with Britney Spears because that was...
It's the sort of thing that you need to like mix into something else to actually have like a complete performance. Otherwise, you're just wiggling on stage to a song that sounds the same the whole time.
Yeah.
What about the Monster Mash?
Okay, so I have a little bit of PTS associated with this song.
The mash. He did the Monster Mash, It was a graveyard smash.
Oh, my goodness. We had to do that. I don't remember if it was, like, our class or if it was, like, the entirety of primary school or just a few primary school classes. But we had to do that as a performance in, like, a big group number going around in circles for... I don't even know if it was for a Halloween show or anything like that or what it was for, but I just remember we made these paper mache... We were all... We had to make paper mache masks.
Mm.
Or head thingies.
Yeah.
And it was to be for the Monster Mash number. And we did this ridiculous dance. And yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. But then the PTS associated with it was that I was just like, I was really into it as a kid. I was like, I'd probably been like 7 or 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was fully into it. And then afterwards, one of the senior guys comes up to me and is like, whatever feelings you've got for others, that's okay. And I was like, what are you alluding? Are you alluding to? I think they're alluding to the fact that they thought that I was like really camp and really into the dance.
No, they were clocking you.
Yeah.
As queer.
Yeah. But I was thought or like,
LGBT.
But also I was, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I was just like, as a 7 or 8 year old, I'm like, I did not have any idea what they were alluding to or what they meant. And I was like, excuse me. And it wasn't until years later, I'm like, okay, that was really mean and kind of rude to kind of like assume that and then put that on a child. Put that, you know.
I can see both arguments because I can also sort of see from their perspective, like, oh, I want them to know if no one else tells them, I want them to know that it's okay.
But also know that he did it in a mocking fun.
Oh, right.
Making fun of way.
Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was the way that I said it, it would have been nice.
Yeah. No. It was different. It was bullying and they could tell something was off, but they did it in a mean way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. I wish someone had told me that I was trans. Everyone would call me a tomboy as a kid.
Yeah.
I guess with, like, the rise of feminism and everything, it's like, oh, yeah, it's okay for young girls to be into all this boyish stuff, which is cool and good. But also, there was a lot of other stuff that it was like, you could have told me.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't want to in case they were wrong.
Nah.
Maybe they literally just thought you were a tomboy.
Yeah. No, that was probably it. But I don't know, the drag thing as well. Like, I was very into, like, fashion and feminine stuff as well.
Yeah.
Which is also sort of why it took me so long to figure it out myself.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was interested in all these feminine, traditionally feminine things.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really thought, like, I was... I thought I was just a tomboy,
yeah.
But no, it was the other way around.
Yeah,
I was a boy that was into the girly stuff.
Yeah. See, that's with me with all my bisexuality. It's like as a kid, it was like kind of like half and half. Like, oh, he likes hanging out with the girls and playing with Barbie dolls, but then also he really still likes ditch diggers and going out.
Ditch diggers, the little like mini diggers with the two levers, and I loved those things as a kid. We had one in my kindergarten. I remember.
Yeah, we had one at mine as well, and we also had, and then there was one at the Omaru Gardens. I loved that one, but also like even just like toys and tractors and things like that. So I played with like a bit of both. And
have you seen? There's like a massive one in the you would have seen in the New World Mall in town. There's one of those massive diggers. And you can, like, pay a coin and go on it.
Oh, is it like one of those ride-on ones? And it...
Yeah.
No. I've seen the Richard Scarry thing. Or is that something else? Or am I imagining something different?
I don't know. But it's in the, like, the main entrance.
Yeah.
Not the, to the mall, not to New World. The entrance off the parking lot.
Yeah. I know there was something, but I didn't know it was a ditch digger.
There's a wee ditch digger, and it's got, like, this plexiglass, like, sealed off, little Man, containment could, thing if, for the sand.
If I could turn myself into a child and just...
Why do you need to be a child?
Because I think it would be inappropriate for me to go...
No, just go at night.
Is that not worse?
No. Because then if someone sees you, they're going to be like, oh, it's a young person doing young, dumb person, dumb young person stuff. Whereas if it was in the middle of the day, it'd be like, oh, that's a weirdo.
Yeah. Or I could just, and I could dress in like town clothes and do it like on a Saturday night and be like, oh, he's obviously just drunk on his way to town or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
Or we could just go to town and get drunk and do that. Yeah. Skip the middleman.
Yeah. But actually just be, yeah. Make good choices, folks.
Yes, drink responsibly.
We're here to support having a good time responsibly.
Yeah, oh, definitely responsibly. And usually I'm the responsible one between us.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then we've got the extra irresponsible one, who I'm not going to name publicly.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, man. Let's not shame them anymore.
No,
than
yeah, we
know. Have been shamed for that.
We love
stuff.
You.
You know who you are.
You also don't listen to us, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
That was a good night before all that stuff went down.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Man, drunken escapades. You got any good stories to tell?
I mean, many, but I can't think of any that are appropriate off the top of my head. There will be some that are appropriate. I'm just trying to think of what they might be.
Yeah. There was one time, I think it was literally like the first time I'd ever drank. I was at this party with my coworkers when I worked at McDonald's, because you know the McDonald's employees throw the wildest rages because everyone hates it. But I tried to climb a tree when I was drunk, and I like massively wrecked my knees trying to get into this treehouse because the ladder had broken off.
Oh, dear.
And I was trying to get into the treehouse without the ladder, but yeah.
Oh, that reminds me of a drunken escapade story. Have you ever played the game, the drinking game Possum?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay.
Bushtail Possum or Opossum?
Possum.
Yeah, but opossum is both, so I'm asking which subcategory
but
is your preference.
Well, they're two different species, actually.
Of?
Opossum is one species and possum is another species.
Okay, well, between opossum and bushtail possum, then. Is it bush or brushtail?
I don't know. I can't remember. Possum. We're moving.
I like brushtail possums.
Okay. Yes, but that's the New Zealand one.
Yeah.
So we call it possum.
Yeah.
Not opossum.
Yeah.
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 But so hence the drinking game possum.
Right. Yep.
Now, I do not endorse nor encourage this drinking game because it is irresponsible drinking behavior. So do not do this. This is a warning of why not to do it.
Okay.
Possum is where you and your friends go up into a tree, a perfectly climbable
tree. Do you drink until someone falls down? Is that it?
No. Well, no. You go up into the tree in a reasonably easily climbable and safe tree that is not dangerous with either a box or bottle of something, and you're not allowed to come down until you finish your drinks.
So I was kind of right.
Yeah. Or someone falls out first. But this is the story that I played possum with someone once. And everything was going fine. We all finished. We didn't actually have that much drink. And I don't even think we finished our boxes. But we decided, oh, we'll just call it a night and we'll go down to the flat party.
You got bored.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of cold. But, you know, we all jumped down one after the other. And everyone got down. I got down. Two people behind me got down.
Your clumsiness, you got down okay?
Yep, I got down okay. And then the last guy to jump down landed on his ankle and twisted and broke it.
Ooh.
The last one. Everything was going, we were all fine.
And you were all like half pissed as well.
Yeah, and had to somehow carry him down the hill to the hospital.
You're up a hill?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why you don't drink in large quantities, listeners, it is a bad idea. And climb trees at the same time.
I used to love climbing trees. I don't know. I think I like sort of got scared of heights as a kid, but like also loved climbing trees. So I would only climb trees that had lots of leaves on them because I couldn't see through the leaves to the ground.
I love that.
And in Queen's Park and Invercargill, off right next to the main playground in the centre. Did you ever go to Queen's Park when you lived there?
Oh, yeah, I just walked through it a few times.
Well, there were these massive hedges right next to the playgrounds. And
I drank there one time.
You drank there one time?
Yep.
Nice. But I had a friend who was like, hang, I've got to show you this cool thing. And we walked around behind the hedges and there was this gap in the – because it was that really dense greenery that you couldn't break through.
Yeah.
But there was this gap in it and we got inside and there was this almost perfectly formed ladder of branches right to the top of the hedge. So me and him, we just climbed all the way to the top. I'm sure one of my relatives will have photos of me sitting on the top of the hedge – taken from down in the playground.
Yeah.
Me, scared of heights as all hell.
Yeah.
But up there anyway.
Yay.
But oh, that was a good time.
Yeah.
If I go back to Invercargill sometime soon, I should climb up to the top of that hedge again.
Mm. Yeah, I like climbing trees as well. I have I don't even know if these are false memories, but I have vague memories of climbing trees and jumping from branch to branch, gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. Like on the beam.
Yeah, not the beam, the bars.
The bars, yeah.
That's Tarzan.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm that seems wildly impossible or improbable to achieve, considering that what I'm visualizing in my mind. I'm surely I was not that capable.
I mean, children, they'll set their minds to something and they'll do it.
Yeah, true.
Whether they injure themselves or not. Mm.
I'm amazed that I never really injured myself when climbing that many trees.
Yeah, neither. I think my first major injury, I was literally just running and I rolled my ankle so badly that I was on crutches for the entire 2 week holidays.
Ow.
And then I miraculously healed right before we went back to school. So I didn't even get any of the attention or sympathy when I went to school with crutches because I didn't.
I never got any attention or sympathy for the time that I broke my arm because they couldn't put a cast on it.
Oh, I think you mentioned this to me before.
Yeah, I broke my upper... What's that thing called? Which one's...
It's not... Humerus?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember. Yeah, humerus.
The upper arm bone.
Yeah, and then you've got the ulnar.
Ulnar and...
The other one.
Because there's fibia and tibia, which I think are the legs.
Yeah.
And then you got... What's the other one from the ulnar?
It begins with R.
Roma.
No, I think radius. No, let's not talk about what we don't know about the human body. Anyway, I broke the humerus, and because it couldn't be fixed in place, it just needed to heal. They just gave me a sling.
Yeah.
Rude.
I it's kind of sad, but I was always jealous of the kids that had casts because
I
wanted
people
to sign my cast, but I didn't have one.
Same. And that's the other thing about getting my arm broken. I didn't even get any it signed.
Yeah. Mm. Just get people to start signing your skin.
Tattoos.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
What was it? When I left school... which I did leave halfway through year 13. We had this tradition at Haggis. I don't know if it's a tradition elsewhere or if it's just a Haggis thing, but you would bring a pack of markers on your last day and everyone would write on your shirt. Because we had the white dress shirts that we had to wear.
Oh, okay.
But so I still have my leavers shirt with everyone's drawings and writing and stuff. And there are some inappropriate stuff on there, but there's also lovely messages from some of my teachers and all that sort of thing. And I made sure to write the date on the collar.
Oh, cute.
So I've got that little keepsake.
Mm, cute. I think we might have done that 1 year. It vaguely strikes a chord, but I'm not too sure if it was a repeated thing or if we just did it at the end of intermediate or something.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because my high school... We had the year 13 prank day, and I remember year 9 and 10, it was so crazy. There were stink bombs in every block and all that sort of thing. And then by the time it got to our year 13, they had put so many bans on it, the most you could get away with was some yarn strung from one pole to another in the courtyard, and that was about it.
Wow, such fun.
Yeah. You weren't allowed glitter, you weren't allowed confetti, you weren't allowed to glad wrap entryways, you weren't allowed
or
stink
toilets.
Bombs. No. But So like that was another reason where why I like wasn't too miffed about leaving school early, because I didn't even get to do the fun prank day. And I was so thinking about like I didn't do it. I didn't do it for the record, but thought about like some spray paint and just like when I knew that prank day was going to be on, just like infiltrating the school and just like graffitiing the whole place with like pro queer stuff. Cause I like, I didn't get bullied so badly as like never taken seriously. And I don't know, it's hard to describe. It was more of an ostracization than anyone like directly attacking me.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Which can sometimes be worse.
It can be. But, yeah, so I was, like, thinking about doing all these pro-LGBT graffiti artworks in the school.
And then I wonder who the main suspect would be.
Yeah, well, because there was a group of us.
Oh, right.
There were – okay, so I was part of, like, the outcast group.
Yeah.
And then I was also part of, like, the queer group. I was, like, one of those, like, floating between multiple groups, but –
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
But, yeah, so, like, they could have pinned it on the outcast. They could have pinned it on the queer group.
Well, if you're going to do pro-LGBT stuff, then I wonder which group they might pin it on.
Well, okay, because I was, like, the only year 13 part of the LGBT club.
You don't. You don't have to defend yourself.
It's I know. But I'm just saying, like, all the outcasts were my year group, were year 13. So, like, it would have made more sense for the year 13s to do the prank.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Prank when it's literally just like vandalism. It would have been good though.
Yeah.
It would have been funny, especially because I only had white spray paint. I couldn't afford to get a rainbow.
Anyway,
it's like $20 a bottle of spray paint.
Anyway, make good choices, children.
Don't vandalize things unless you're prepared to accept the consequences of those actions, which are 100% deserved.
Yes. If you get caught. I mean, don't do it. Be good. I'm suddenly reminded of Love Actually.
I haven't watched it.
There's one scene. It's not a spoiler. Oh, you like spoilers, so you don't
I like
care.
Spoilers. They incentivize me to watch things. Yeah.
Anyway, they're interviewing an old rock artist, and they ask him, do you have any advice for the young viewers? Because this is a kids' children's show. Mm. And he's like, oh, yes. Here's a big message from me. Don't buy drugs. Become a pop star, and they give them to you for free.
Nice.
Yep.
That's awesome. Mm.
Also, make good choices and don't buy drugs.
Mm.
God, we're really just talking about inappropriately bad behavior right now, aren't we?
Well, we're not, like, glorifying it, are we?
You just said you'd wished you'd done it.
No, I'm... In my youth, yep. But currently, I would say don't do that.
Yeah.
And I did make that clear.
That you didn't do it.
That I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But I thought about it.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all thought about doing illegal things, whether we've done them or not.
Oh, yeah. That's the intrusive thoughts, isn't it?
Well, because I feel like intrusive thoughts, like, clinically speaking, not that I know anything about any of that, but I'm pretty sure aren't intrusive thoughts, like, they usually, they're very unwanted. Like, they make you uncomfortable, and they are usually, like, violent or
I don't know. I don't know. I've never really had them explained to me other than I thought, you know, I've had like, I saw like a meme or one of those people on TikTok one day and she was like, oh, this is normal people's intrusive thoughts. Oh, wouldn't it be funny if I just dropped this thing on the ground for no reason? And then she's like, my intrusive thoughts are, man, if I was to swerve in front of this other car or something like that. I'm like, what is it? I don't understand what they are.
Mm. I remember one time, I think I might have told you about this before, but I'm not sure if I've mentioned it on the pod, but there was like a solid 2 weeks when I was like, I want to say 17, 18, where I could not stop thinking and imagining the physical sensation of chewing shards of seashells.
I imagine that would be like kind of just like chewing on like hard candy, like Chupa Chups.
No, that's like the scraping against the teeth and I couldn't stop thinking about it and I hated it so much.
That sounds like a sensory nightmare.
Yeah, and it wasn't even real. It was just my imagination, but I couldn't stop imagining it either.
Wow.
It kept me up one night, I remember. I think I had like a whole ass anxiety attack because I couldn't stop thinking about this physical sensation of chewing shards of seashells.
Well, so now that we've confronted that on air, are you okay?
Are any of us okay?
Yeah.
And with that, let's wrap the episode.
So when's the next show before we wrap?
Oh, blah, blah, blah. One moment.
We've got a drag music at Inch Bar on Friday.
Yes, Friday the 3rd, we have drag music at Inch Bar at 8 o'clock.
Yep, but try and get there about 7:30.
If you want a seat.
Yeah.
And a drink. And then on the 10th, we've got a charity fashion show at the Grange in the Grange Cafe in Mosgiel. I and I believe a few other queens will be either walking or performing. They haven't actually confirmed with me yet. I've been trying to get them to tell me. So you should definitely come on down to that. And then on the 18th, at 12 o'clock at yours, we have a anarchist library sale, and I think at least most of the profits will be going to yours, apart from paying performers. And then on the 25th of October, we have The Revolution at 8 o'clock, hosted by me, and it will be Halloween themed.
And starring other featured artists.
Yeah.
Okay. And more.
We're going to have like two more episodes before that show comes. I can go into more detail.
Okay.
The posters haven't even been made.
Yeah, that's true.
I can barely remember the people that I've cast.
I just know one other person apart from you.
Did I put you in the group chat?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Good evening. Good night.
Oh, yeah, because it's night. But good night. Thanks for listening. Diversity Dispatch is a fortnightly show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Tune in next time on oar.org.nz or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more queer and diverse content. Over and out.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.